For sickness, when a person is ill, there are two things: when a person is ill and one is a health. It is not necessary that we always are in good health, because sickness also comes. Ill health also comes. Downturns also come. And when a person is sick, he turns towards a doctor, a tabib, a physician. He takes all of the means that Allah Ta'ala has given to solve that sickness. And there are different types of cure: allopathy, homeopathy, herbal. And these are the kind of cures that people go towards. And if you go towards any cure for your sickness to try to get the remedy, if you go to a doctor, an expert, there are two conditions to get cured, to solve the sickness, to cure the sickness, whether allopathy, homeopathic, or herbal medicine. In all these pathies, mashallah, there are people who have the knowledge of these. But there are two conditions to solve, to cure, to remedy the sickness. First is the medicine. And if you don't have the medicine, you cannot have the remedy. Will the doctor obviously will give the medicine. It's apparent, it's clear. Tablets, etc. And the second thing, which is very essential and important, and who will tell us this? Who will tell us this? More important than the medicine. The second condition. I'm talking about the doctor. And the second condition is to be mindful and be cautious and careful. Does the doctor ever say to you, here, have the medicine and carry on eating and drinking what you want? Drink cold drinks, you'll be cured. Or eat, you know, bad foods and you'll be cured. No. In the medical field, the doctor, he doesn't just give the medicine and say, go. For example, in the physical field, they say that, they know that the medicine, it will do its work. It will cure the throat, but also it will put off the stomach. It will cure the kidney pain, but it will have a side effect on other things. And we know that, we've seen this. But if you go to a homeopathic doctor, then he will go to the root cause with the pain. He'll give you the tablets after. First, he'll give you a lecture for 1 hour, homeopathic doctor. Don't do this, don't go towards this, don't eat these items, bitter foods 30 minutes before, 20 minutes before, be mindful of this, have a schedule, and you have to listen to them. And I've been to such doctors, or people have been to doctors, and they say, be careful, be cautious. You have to be mindful of what you're doing. Subhanallah. So the homeopathic doctors, they tell you to be mindful and careful and not neglectful and cautious, that don't go towards, don't eat this, don't eat that. And to get the solution, we go to the doctors, to the people, they don't eat this and don't eat that. And then you say, what can I eat at the end of the day? Is there anything left that I can eat? They say, oh, just eat the carrots at the end of the day. So these are the conditions that the physicians put forth for cure. Bring the medicine, and after medicine, then you have to take the medicine, but alongside that, you have to follow the principles, the rules that the doctor says, then the caution, the steps of caution, and you have to be careful and not neglectful. This is what you have to do. Then the medicine will take effect. But it's our fault if we don't do this. So the proof here is that to be cautious and careful and not neglectful of your lifestyle and eating habits, etc., is more important over and above the medicine. In the same way, just like there are two conditions for the medicine to be successful for our physical being and body, in the same way, we have our ruhani life, our spiritual life, and there are two conditions for the success of the ruh, the spirit, to stay away from the sicknesses. And we give a lot of emphasis for the physical body. And what is the worst case effect that if we don't cure the physical sicknesses? Death, the grave. And if a person gets ill in the world physically and he doesn't get cured, worst case, the conclusion is death. But the spiritual sickness, where does the loss and destruction of the spiritual sickness start? After death. The Quran says that we are blind and we are just enjoying ourselves in this world. The verses of the Quran are telling us. And the Quran tells us, look towards those sicknesses, the spiritual sicknesses that will give you the destruction after death, not before death. They will give you the destruction or the bad consequences after death. It's apparent that when you're sick in the world physically, you see the side effects of those sicknesses and the physical effects of the sicknesses. But the spiritual diseases in our bodies, internally in our ruh, the Quran tells us the consequences of these, what will happen physically. If we are close to the Quran and we live our life according to the Quran and the Hadith, and we understand and realize more, in that way the message that we'll get will not be for this world. The spiritual message will come for the hereafter. Why? Because we cannot see the grave. Can you see your grave where you're going to lie down? So what here has Allah Ta'ala told us? Because Allah Ta'ala is giving to us Himself. He's seeing. Allah Ta'ala knows. For example, physically, if we eat bitter foods or not good foods, you know, high in oil base, except to give us a bad sore throat, or cold drinks to give us a sore throat or sickness. But the spiritual consequences of the spiritual sicknesses, Allah Ta'ala says, they are hidden from you, but only that person will be cautious and not neglectful of them is the person who has yaqeen and certainty. Allah Ta'ala says, if you have read the Quran, you believe in the Quran, you understand, inna ladin amanu amilu salihat, those people who have belief and who practice righteous deeds. That who has this yaqeen? What is the biggest treasure after having iman? Are good deeds, practicing good deeds. If a person has yaqeen, certainty, all night long he'll be cautious, he'll do long prostration, he'll do long ibadah, and he'll worship Allah, and he'll have regard for the Qur'an, for amalus salihat. For example, if I have yaqeen that after this life I've got death, then he will run to the cure, so that he does not get the ill effects after the death. Someone's running to the Western Hemisphere, someone's running to India, someone's running to this country. Why? To save myself from death. He goes to the specialist, to the doctors, the best hospitals. A person is trying to save himself from the heart attack. The doctor says one artery is blocked, or this part of the heart is blocked, and he knows he's going to die. He's got yaqeen. So what does he do with that yaqeen of death? He runs to the hospitals, the best consultant, and left and right, up and down, pay money, consultancy fees, private. That, can I be saved from death? I need to be saved from death. He has so much yaqeen that I'm going to die, and this illness is going to make me die. O servant of Allah, Allah says in the Quran that don't you have certainty in the words that I have told you, that the spiritual sicknesses that you've got in your ruh, in your life now physically, they will affect you, they will pinch you, they will sting you after death. So why don't you prepare for that? So those people who have yaqeen in this, they don't feel to sleep in their mattresses in the night. They say, why can't I stop lying? Why can't I stop the love of the world? Why can't I stop taking interest? Why my eyes going towards the evil sight? Why are my eyes looking towards the wrong things that are bad for me in my heart and my ruh, my spirit and my life? Why am I doing wrong actions? Allah Ta'ala says, when your deeds are wrong towards the negative, then your mind is telling you this, your heart is telling you this, then my rahmah comes towards you, my mercy comes towards you. Allah says, halal, haram, when you go towards unlawful, Allah Ta'ala says, my rahmah, my mercy, it becomes alert to you at that time when you're conscious of yourself and your preparation for the hereafter, and your neglect comes in and your regret comes in. Allah Ta'ala says, then my mercy, it awakens, it comes, becomes alert. So what are the conditions for a person? Do you want to be cured spiritually? Do you want to rectify yourself? Do you want to improve? This is based on yaqeen. And what is it that is low in our levels today in our life? That spiritually, if we have spiritual diseases in this life, in this world, then after death, after maut, the punishments for those spiritual diseases will start. What happens? At that same time when death is occurring, that is when the punishment starts. Not even, let's forget about wait till the grave, a time of the ruh being extracted. And you know some people when they die, you know, have you, say subhanallah, have you smelled the fragrance of the rose? How beautiful it is, and that's how some people's ruh is extracted. Like, you know, when a hair is being pulled through flour very softly, and Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajhahu radiallahu said that, you know, like the nettles, the thorns. And if you imagine a branch of thorns, and it's in your body, in your flesh, and it's being pulled through the meat of your flesh, and it's ripping through the flesh, and the pain and the such affliction of pain. And this is the example of the person. For example, another effect of, like, the, you know, the pain of 100 swords on a body, that's the pain of the sinful person at the time of death. So what does this depend on? Whether your ruh, whether your death will be like the hair being pulled through flour, or the thorns through the flesh. So this will be for that person who prepared for death. The person who prepared for his death so that his death is the fragrance of the rose, we still have life, we still have breath. And as long as we have breaths left until the final breath, we should try, we should strive until the final breath that we will attain a good death, a good ending. We have the time. We have the time. MashaAllah, we have a lot of things in our mind. I have to make a house, a big villa. I have to go to Baroch. I have to get married again. 2-3 houses on rent. I have to collect the rent. Then after that, I have to get the money from the rent in Baroch. Then I'll come here. I have to go Umrah with the kids. We've got these programs, don't we? Then there are weddings and functions, events, parties, dramas, and issues and disputes. So many things every day. Allahu Akbar. Allah is great. So if we look according to this, there are many functions, many plans, many schedules. So why don't we start from today? Should we start from today? Preparing for our ruh? Shall we make our ruh succeed? Say inshallah. Inshallah. Ask from Allah.
Don't you want the great mouth? Don't you want the beautiful death? So it's so soft and peaceful. So I'll tell you that we have the death like the rose flower. Once I talk practically, my friends, my brothers. I'm not pious. I'm not a good person. But I ask dua from Allah. I pray to Allah. Allah, please tell me that fear of death that's come into me suddenly. The fear of death came into me. And it should be the status of all of us. Why are we sitting there withering away, wasting a life like wasters? We read about Quran and the verse of death. MashaAllah, you are pious people and such a humble servant, a sinner who's sitting in front of you. What will be my condition? So people, I said, Allah, death is going to come. And then I slept, I went to sleep. I thought, well, how am I going to die? How are we going to die? I've all happened to death and I went to sleep. And Allah Ta'ala said, which maut? Which death? Openly. That mouth is about to come. This was what I saw. And it's like I'm about to die. And I was afraid. There was fear. All the thoughts about death that were in my mind, in my heart, were there at that time. And before, I didn't even know this about death at that time. Then I said, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm about to die. Am I going to be treated in a nice way? And the body trembles and you get scared. And I'm not saying this, that I'm prepared, that this hour I'm going to die. Allah Ta'ala just gave a little message that this is how you need to prepare for death. Don't think I'm presenting my piety here or that I've prepared, I'm ready. No, Allah Ta'ala gives us nasiha that do you have fear of death? Do you have the passion to prepare for death? Do you want to be successful? Then two things. Allah Ta'ala says, let me clear first. People, they speak bad things about me. They slander about me that I consider myself to be pious. I say good things about myself. Astaghfirullah. Wallahi, I swear by Allah. I swear to Allah. I never consider myself to be better than anyone around me. I consider I'm the worst and the lowest than everybody in this locality. I'm not saying this verbally. This is reality. But what is the cure for badghumani? Where people say the wrong things. When I start saying things like this, I sat in the company of the sheikhs and the pious predecessors and my teacher. And sometimes I say things due to my heart opening up. I want to share my heart's feelings with you and my experiences with you. So now, since people speak wrong about me, he says he's this, he says he's pious, I'm better than this person, than that person, astaghfirullah. Then I have to correct myself, I have to be cautious and mindful of what I'm saying. MashaAllah, you brothers are very nice, but many others, they've said and slandered wrong things about me. Brothers, I'm simple, I'm not even the dust on your shoes, on your slippers. I am dependent on you, I need your assistance and help. So to get this slander away, this wrong feeling away, Allah Ta'ala put into my mind that time, to clear this, that speaking about death like a rose flower, and this experience I'm about to tell you about, I saw the death experience. This is a warning Allah Ta'ala gave to me. This is not me thinking I've got a good death. Allah Ta'ala gave me a warning that you should prepare for your death like this, or you die like this. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now the piety is gone from this gathering, and the piety and the claims, the self claims are gone. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm saying, a person who doesn't understand, raise his hands if he thinks he doesn't understand what I'm saying. It's clear that this person's lower than us. That's what I'm saying. Now, I was lying down, and after lying down, I was thinking and feeling what's going to happen at the time of my death. And I saw that death's in front of me. And then I saw that will the thorns come ripping through my flesh? Or will the nice angels of death come? Will the hair be pulled through the flower so easily? Then I suddenly saw that a nice rose flower dropped from above to me. And I grabbed hold of that rose flower. And then I was given like a hint that smell it. I smelt it. And while I smelt it, I died. That's what I saw. Allahu Akbar, such beauty in the death at that time. Then I realized that there will be such people who taste death in such a beautiful way. They say, Allah, please give us death time and time again like this beautiful. They want to pass their time in the path of Allah. In the path of Allah. Allahu Akbar. And today you are sitting here. You want to make the nice mixture today. You know, the butter and the halwa. You put the milk in and the sugar in and the halwa in. And you make it thick and paste and nice taste. So you prepare for it. So in the same way, if you want to prepare and make a nice pastry, the same way death, you have to prepare for the death. It's not going to happen time and time again. There are young people who have roaster and chicken and fish and biryani and chapatis. O servants of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has given you a ruh. Allah has given you physical health and power. At the same time, let's make struggle now that when we depart from this world, that we die like the rose flower falling onto us at the time, the beautiful fragrance. Should we not strive like this? Should we not? Tell me. So I was telling you something, subhanallah, that spiritual illnesses, who prepares for the spiritual cure? Who are the people who prepare for their death spiritually? You forgotten? The people of yaqeen, more in Allah. Because everything is hidden from us, isn't it? We don't know that what is lying, what is slander, what is backbiting. You know, the spiritual diseases, so many hidden within us. So the deeds, when we do the deeds, when you sin, and you sin so much,
then your maut comes, the death comes. So a person who lives the life, some people are good, some people are sinners. So you lie, you eat haram, you consume haram, just for a little bit of taste and enjoyment in the world, and you are accepting the painful death at that time. You're accepting the afflictions of pain at the time of death. Just lying a little bit in the dunya, you get a little bit of profit that time. You've claimed a little bit at that time. You've lied, and the money's coming to your pocket. But after lying so much, severe, you've accepted severely that yes, I'm enjoying my life now physically a little bit by lying and getting the money, but I'm going to die a painful death. I swear by Allah, I've seen people like this, that they earned thousands through cheating and fraud and deceit in their life. Their body trembled and shook. At that same time, all that money they gave into sadaqah, into charity. Allahu Akbar. They earned this from haram by earning in wrong ways, through wrong means. I hoarded this wealth and I'm only going to eat this much, and I'm not going to eat more than this. And all these unlawful things I gathered and hoarded that will make my death painful and my hereafter painful, through which nobody will be able to save me, and the death will be extracted. So what did he do due to fear? He gave everything in sadaqah. He did not accept one penny of haram. Should we not do this or not? Tell me. Aha, that's when enjoyment comes. That's when the enjoyment, the taste of iman comes into the heart. So two conditions. There's not enough time nowadays to speak because time is short between. But I will, in passing, and try to conclude nicely and summarize nicely, that for the illnesses of the world, physical illness, when you're sick physically, the body, you take hold of two solutions. One is the medicine, and the second thing is parhez. To be cautious. Say subhanallah. You've understood now. Subhanallah. Say again subhanallah. Ah, now you're understanding what I'm saying. MashaAllah. This is a big, we have done subhanallah three times. If I start commentating on this subhanallah that we've just read, what is glory be to Allah, then we could stay for hours. And I will say next time that what is subhanallah, we'll talk on this subject. Anyway, coming back to the point. So, when a person is physically sick in the world, there are two solutions. One is medicine, and secondly, the caution that you have to fulfill and implement with the medicine. Physical caution with the food, you have to be mindful with doing it. Same way, spiritually, you have to prepare for the death and the hereafter. So physically, if I'm dying and I'm ill, but I don't go towards haram and lawful things, that's the worst case thing is death. But let's trust in Allah. Allah, after today, then let's see what happens. A person comes to you with the sugar-coated sweets. You know the people who have diabetes, they say, oh, I've got to eat more. They go to the dawah, the feast, and they say, oh, let's have some more sweets. Oh, let's eat a little bit today. Let's see what happens after. Okay, that's fine, because this is the illness of the world. And even the worst case is if you get more sick, severely sick, you will die for that. And the medicine in here, but the medicine of the world will not help you for the spiritual sicknesses, my friends. What will come, what will work in thereafter? The reality. And what are the two things we need? The same. You need medicine and you need the parhez. You need to be mindful and cautious. Listen carefully to what I'm saying today. I speak short, but it's a very interesting topic. And such beauty. I didn't know that this discussion would become that good, fruitful and positive for us today. This wasn't in my mind before I started. But very positive our discussion is going in that direction. So if today we understand that, look brothers, islahi link. In other words, connection for the sake of rectification. We say, no, you don't need a spiritual link. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah said, is fard ain, compulsory for every individual today in this day and age, a believer, to have a link with the sheikh, with the wali of Allah, with the teacher. This is not drama. This is not some drama, no, some culture, no, or heretic path. No, this is a spiritual connection or ruhani spiritual rectification, you could say. So the first condition to become well spiritually is you need the medicine. Just like you need physical medicine, tablets, syrup. And the second thing you need to be is caution. You need mindfulness. You need to be careful. Tread carefully. I will tell you this. Example, I give you free cure. I give you free prescription. I'm saving you from the punishment of the grave. I save you from the Jahannam. A person who's ready to give £5, raise your hands. Astaghfirullah. No one's even raised their hands to give £5 for this cure. Even though that's not the objective. There are two things that you need, subhanAllah. Medicine and to be cautious and mindful and careful. So what's the medicine now? To cure ourselves spiritually. Shall I tell you what's the cure? So shall I tell you the medicine? I'll give you such a beautiful prescription of the spirituality, the spiritual medicine. Then we'll go towards the caution steps. Allah Ta'ala has given a beautiful medicine spiritual. Allah says, O people of Iman. Who's Allah Ta'ala addressing? The believers. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. So beautiful is this verse when Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O people of belief. Have you seen when you were a little kid, your mom says, oh my beautiful child, come to me.
Oh, my star, my twinkling star, come to me. Oh, my lal, oh, my love, oh, my beloved, come. Isn't this, the mother says, oh, my jigar, come to me. The more the parents love the child, the more they call him nicely and fondly. They love him, doesn't matter even if it's something dirty. They love his stool and his urine and taking off his nappy. The mother takes off the nappy and looks, what kind of stool has he passed today? Because the mother loves the child. And Allah Ta'ala, when he loves his servant, Allah Ta'ala says, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, oh, my servants, oh, my... Oh, my creation. And we say, Allah, we believe in you. Allah says, yes, you do believe in me. But Allah says, I love you more. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Allah Ta'ala doesn't call us by the name. Allah Ta'ala calls us fondly. But we don't have qadr. We don't appreciate how Allah Ta'ala loves us. How beautifully and lovingly Allah Ta'ala is addressing us. People, the commentators say that when we reach to these verses, then we're going to jazb into passion. That Allah Ta'ala is calling me with such love and regard. Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, with love and regard. With respect, my Khaliq, my Creator, He's addressing me. I am dirty and pure. And Allah Ta'ala is saying, oh, my beloved people of Iman, listen to me. Allah is addressing, ittaqullah. Allah says, fear me. Fear me. Have regard for me. Value me. What I am, your creator. Allah Ta'ala says, fear me. Allah Ta'ala says, those times, fear those times, the day that will give us destruction. Allah says, fear death. Fear the day of resurrection. Fear the day of Qiyamah, judgment. Fear the time of the difficulty in the grave. Ittaqullah. Is this not fear? Is this not bringing us towards fear? Am I right or am I wrong? Alim, all the scholars say, Mawlana, is this not the correct saying? Ittaqullah, na'udhubillah, na'udhubillah, may Allah forgive, may Allah forgive. Is Allah Ta'ala making us, is Allah the being that we should be scared of? Allah Ta'ala is the one who we should love. Allah says, love me and I will love you. Allah Ta'ala says, ittaqullah doesn't mean be scared of me. Scared of me. Allah Ta'ala says, I don't want you to be scared of me. Allah Ta'ala says, rather, I want you to be scared of those moments and phases that will come in the future if you do not correct yourself and realign yourself in your life. MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah again. Glory be to Allah. Subhanallah. Is Allah Ta'ala our Lord created to be scared of? Astaghfirullah. Allah says, no. Ittaqullah doesn't mean be scared of me. Allah says, be scared of those things that you are creating for yourself. The destruction. The destructive consequences of the sins. Be afraid of them. Have taqullah. Allah says, correct yourself. Realign yourself. Bring yourself onto the path that will give you success eternal. Oh, my beloved servant. Correct yourself. Now the answer comes from us, the believers. Allah, how can we cure ourselves? Allah says, you are sick. You have to cure yourself. Take the medicine. What is the medicine? Allah Ta'ala says. Allah is asking us. So what's the medicine? Remember, there are two cures for every sickness. For the spiritual sickness is the cure. You have to take the medicine. So Allah says, the medicine for spiritual sickness is to sit with my walis, Allah says, with my friends. Is this not the medicine? First class, best prescription Allah Ta'ala has given. Medicine. Allah says, if you're spiritually sick, you've got inner state diseases, batini diseases, you're in a bad state, you want to save yourself from the punishment of the grave and the pain at the time of death, what should you do? Qunu ma'a sadiqeen. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha qunu ma'a sadiqeen. Allah says that fear the time that will come. And how do you do that? By sitting with the pious people. Take hold of their hand, put your hand in their hand, ask for guidance from the Sheikh teacher and say, Allah, both the teacher and the student says, Allah, forgive us. You are wahadu la sharika. Ashadu wa la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Both the teacher who is prescribing the medicine to the teacher, the student, the doctor is holding the hand of the student. And the student is entering into the whole hospital, the spiritual hospital of the teacher, the sheikh. And they're going together on the journey towards the asal tabib, Allah. Ah, Allah, we forgot you. Allah, you are the true physician. Allah, today we accept. Allah, we accept. And the student, he says, Astaghfirullah Rabbi Ta'ala, Astaghfirullah Ta'ala Rabbi min kulli dhambin wa atubu ilayh. And the student says this, and as soon as he finishes saying this, Allah says, go, I've forgiven you. SubhanAllah. And then is the sickness not going to go? This is called spiritual connection. Those people who have done this, raise your hands. The people who've got spiritual connection, raise your hands. Who've got the Islahi rectification connection. And those who haven't, then quietly today make your connection with the teacher. It's your choice. The Quran is telling you. Have you got the medicine now? Do you understand what the medicine is? And this is called Sohobat-e-Sheikh, company of the Sheikh. You call this Sohoba, company, darj with the teacher. And the written is in the Kitab of Allah, it's written that this person has started to take his medicine for his spiritual diseases. Aha. And on top of that further, what happens? What is our job? What do we need to do? That when you make the spiritual connection, then you have to take two benefits from the medicine. One is that spiritual doctor, the sheikh, the teacher is giving you the medicine spiritually because you've got the connection. He says, do it at this time, do it at this time, and this much dose. So you have to consume that medicine. So the sohbah, the company, what is the true benefit of the company of the teacher? First of all, there's a great benefit of sohbat-e-sheikh. company of the church. I'll tell you one benefit of sober. And I'll give you the example of one great personality. I want to give you many examples, but I'll say one example and then I'll finish, otherwise we won't have time for dhikr. Alama Ibn Hajar Asqalani Rahmatullah. Have you heard his name? Great scholar who did the commentary, the tafsir of Bukhari Sharif, Fathul Bari. Great kitab. And I give you one example of his. He stated, Rahmatullah Alayhi, that the situation around sohbat, company of the teacher, of the sheikh, you will have heard his name, Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani, Rahmatullah, he said the situation around company, connection with the teacher. Do you know what is the reward for having connection with the teacher? Subhanallah, he stated that this is such a reward for having a connection with the teacher. That insan, that human being who has a connection with the teacher and a relationship and a spiritual connection, Allah Ta'ala says the rewards that the teacher gets are also allotted and assigned to the student. Subhanallah. Where am I and where's the wali of Allah? Where's one student? Where's the doctor? Look at the student in this world. Let's say you're a patient and there's the doctor. Allah says the knowledge and the benefit of the doctor I will give to the patient as well at the same time. The same rewards Allah Ta'ala says I give to the wali, to the sheikh. And due to that cure coming, because that student has traveled and gone to the teacher, to the sheikh to get the cure, Allah says I give him the same rewards to the student. And will he stay a patient after that? Spiritual patient from his first day of sohbat company, he's become successful. From sohbat, from company, he has become successful. But on top of sohbat and company, you have to totally take the benefit. And what's the benefit of the company of the teacher? The sohbat of the teacher? Are you enjoying today what I'm saying? Say subhanallah again. Subhanallah. Look. Now, mashallah, you are Sufi individuals and this gathering is a Sufi gathering. And Allah Ta'ala give these people the reward who are the committee, the management of the masjid, who have invited us here. We sit and we say Allah, Allah, and we speak and have a discussion on tazkiyah, rectification, improvement. Otherwise, talks and speeches continue in masjids. So do dua for the people who run the masjids like this, who invite Sufis to do dhikr of Allah to correct the hearts. May Allah Ta'ala give them tawfiq to do more work of deen. Subhanallah. So what was I saying? About the spiritual doctor. The benefit, we have to take total benefit from the spiritual doctor. You get the medicine, the prescription, and he gives you capsules. After 6 hours, take the capsule. After 4 hours, take the capsule. This many milligrams. So there's a benefit of sohbat the sheikh, company of the sheikh, that you've now attained the medicine. But how do you properly, how do you consume it fully? When you go into the company of the teacher, listen to this carefully, clearly. Not just company of the teacher, not just sohbat the sheikh, Rahb thy sheikh. But be careful and considerate here that the amal, the practice of the teacher, when you hear something, when you see the practice of the teacher and hear the teacher saying something to you and see advice, you have to practice on this and that's when you will be benefiting. Not just you take the hand of the sheikh and you've got a spiritual connection with the teacher. Now, no, oh, I went to Delhi. Oh, I went to the Far East. I went to Uttar Pradesh to get the connection with the teacher, bayah to the sheikh. And another brother, oh, I've got my sheikhs from here in the Far East or in Asia. No, ta'alluq, if you want a spiritual connection with the teacher, then if you want to make a doctor a GP, will you go thousands of miles to see the GP? Of course not. How will you drive for thousands of miles, hundreds of miles to see the teacher? Make it easy that your GP or physician is 2 or 3 steps away from your house. Isn't it? In your locality, in your vicinity. And this is the fazl of karam. If you get a teacher in your vicinity, in your locality, great karam of Allah, great mercy of Allah, great fadl of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala says people are drama. They follow the path of drama and trickery and the shaitan, where they see the haq and they don't go towards it. Allah Ta'ala says there are people like us who are sinful. Allah Ta'ala gives every Muslim, every person who has iman in the heart, he gets a chance once in his life that he can go through the certain means and sit with a pious person. Allah Ta'ala gives them a jolt, a push from behind, and that makes that person reach to the company, the gathering of the sheikh, the wali wala. And alhamdulillah, that individual who reaches there and then takes the benefit. Another point I've realized just now and remembered, that person, the benefit of the connection of the sheikh, that even the biggest wretched person who comes, a person comes to the gathering of the sheikh, the wali, as a wretched person, and he departs as the fortunate person. He doesn't know how he came, why he came, but such wretched and cursed people, they get to the banks of the river or the ocean, and their lips and their tongues are dry, but they return dry, they don't drink. So here we realize that hidayat, guidance, is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I've seen this in my life. Personally, I've seen this. They reach there. You push them, you cajole them, you encourage them. They don't know, are they going to stay alive? Allah Ta'ala gives them chances, opportunities. Allah Ta'ala takes them to His friend, to the physician, to the doctor, the spiritual doctor. But they don't want to dare set forth one step further than that and say, oh teacher, I want to do tawbah today. Please advise and give guidance. And they are thirsty and they depart thirsty. And then the thorns will be pulled through the flesh. And who comes after that? Who comes again? This is the fazl of Allah. The blessings of Allah that we are dirty and pure. That Allah Ta'ala takes us towards pious people due to our iman. That we can be saved from the fire of hell. So the people want to benefit, they benefit. And the wretched cursed people, they return wretched and cursed because they didn't want to benefit. So this is the benefit of sohba, company of the teacher. What do we look at? The person who Allah Ta'ala is sending us towards, look at his deeds. His deeds should be good. His speech should be good and sincere. And then the person who's listening should be sincere. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Become like this, that when you come to the majlis, the gathering, what you see, what you hear, Alhamdulillah, I swear to Allah that I'm going to depart from here today, I'm going to practice on this today. Because Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy is coming on to us. Who is teaching us? Who is explaining to us? Allah Ta'ala wants to give us such a death like the death of the rose flower. And we want to go empty-handed to Allah? We want to leave Allah and meet Allah Ta'ala empty-handed. Don't we want to die and be successful? How Allah is Rahim and Kareem that He gives us such gatherings and company. And despite us being sinners and big sinners, we have takabbur and pride and we come to gathering and we depart with takabbur and pride? No. We're sitting, we look at the practice of the teacher, we've heard the Shaykh, we've heard the Wali of Allah. We should make a promise. Allah, You are Rahim and Kareem. You are merciful to us. We want to be those who are grateful servants of You. And those words that came to our ears and minds and hearts, we promise to Allah, we're going to practice them. And the person who's scared of shaitan and oh, he's weak, he's not a strong shaykh, he can never be. A person will be. Allah Ta'ala says, given hidayah. Allah says, be brave. Come as a brave person and leave as a brave person and do opposition to the nafs and the shaitan. Why? Inna Allah ma'as-sadiqeen. Allah says, Inna Allah ma'al-muttaqeen. Allah has given good news. Become a muttaqi and become a person who fears those times that are going to come, and then you will follow and you will benefit from the solution. But we are cowards. Allah says, I've given you the reward, I've given you the cure for spiritual sicknesses. Allah Ta'ala says, you'll be strengthened, become robust and powerful in your deen. So now comes to the second point about being cautious and neglectful and cautious and mindful and careful of what you do once you take the medicine. So the first thing I said, that the best death is the death like the rose flower, beautiful, fragrant, soft to touch. So this is the message that has come to us, isn't it? Yes, so the medicine has come to us. That if we take the company of a pious person, what kind of pious person? That when you see him, you hear him, his deeds are beneficial for the hereafter. And anyone in the world says to you, no, don't go, this is a waste of time. Say, no, this is not a waste of time. This is very beneficial. This is not fuzul, this is nur. You may see it's a waste of time for you, because on your heart is the padlock, the rust and the dirt. But when I saw that teacher, the true wali, then the nur and of the deen came into my heart, the belief in the jazma. Summun umyun bukumun fahum la yubsirun. Allah Ta'ala says, they cannot see anything. They can't see the haq, the people whose hearts are sealed. They cannot see the haq, the truth. It's hard for them, around them. The people who want to see, even a young child, he sees what is the noor. That's called amal. He's taken the deeds, he's taken the ilm, the knowledge from the gathering. Whatever you see, the individual, for example, Allah Ta'ala, if He sends somebody as a guide for you, if somebody becomes your guide, your teacher, Allah Ta'ala selected him for you. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was asked that if we want to protect and preserve our iman, what should we do? He didn't give the reply, read this hadith, read this and this verse and that. He said one thing. Subhanallah. Three things. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, this hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. Three nasiha, three points of advice, and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is the witness to this. Number one, you will get akhirah and the beautiful death and the nice death from three things. If you got ilm, it's accepted. If you got Quran, it's accepted. If you got hadith, it's accepted. If you got tabligh, it's accepted. These are not the three things Allah says. The three things are that a person is not accepted. Number one is that you have, when you see a person, why Allah Ta'ala says, I'm sending you the teacher, if you want to know he's good or bad. The first sign is a see that when you sit in his company or listen to him or see him, do you remember Allah in your heart at that time? Why? Because their life is dhikr, their life is remembrance, their life is walayat. And they, wherever they go and walk and talk and see and sit and stand, they see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the extent that we should do dhikr. Allahu Akbar, a person, we should do dhikr so much that you become the person who's worthy of doing dhikr. You should do dhikr in such abundance and regularly that you become the person who's worthy of doing dhikr. Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah said that do so much dhikr that Gangohi is Gangohi today. We're speaking about Hazrat Mulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah today. We're speaking about Hazrat Saharanpuri today. And Hazrat Shaykhul Adiz Zikri Sahib rahmatullah. And their name is elevated today. Why? Because we've done so much dhikr up till today. So much dhikr we've done up today. That Allah Ta'ala says that I will start praising you and doing remembrance of you. Now do you understand? Become those people who are worthy of doing dhikr. Yani your dhikr will start until Qiyamah this will continue. So will the fadail finish? Will Fazail Amal finish this book? Will this finish Fazail Amal, virtues of the good deeds? No. This book has been reprinted across generations. Before today, I'll tell you the reality. This was the first phase, the first change of mind in life. I was in Makkah Mukarramah. Where was I? In Makkah. The first life change about 60 years ago. I didn't even have a link with Hazrat at that time. I'm speaking about that time. From Jeddah, I did a journey to Makkah and I met a person. And I became his friend. And he said, I want to give you a gift. I said, what's that gift? And he gave me Fazaili Amal, Subhanallah. And I'm telling you this today. Today, I have that kitab in my right hand. I never leave the older versions. 60 years ago. I said, what is this kitab? He said, I'm giving this to you as a gift. Whenever you get a chance, read 2 pages of this. I said, okay, I'll open this. I swear by Allah, my life changed due to that kitab. Fazaili Amal. Brothers, these are those people. They said that Allah Ta'ala will remember us. Allah Ta'ala made their name reverberate around the world. They speak from Noor, they write from Noor, and they revive the deen through Noor. And their writings, their life and their sayings, they will never finish. The Wali of Allah is a great, great rahmah, mercy for the universe. We don't understand this. And for us, we criticize, get him out of here, beat him, argue, dispute. O servants of Allah, have some regard, have some respect. Who is the Wali of Allah? If you understand, then subhanAllah, then you will become the same inshallah. So you'll become worthy of dhikr at the same time. Remember Allah so much, so much. You should remember Allah, because when you are in the world, whatever you see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, your dhikr will never finish. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah Ta'ala says, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his dhikr will never finish. Allah Ta'ala says that your dhikr and mention and praise will continue till the day of judgment. Allah Ta'ala has made a beautiful praise on this point, and I felt like speaking on this today. But when I have day, 1.5 hours, then I will speak about وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and I'll speak about the shan stages of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I never slept the whole night after reading this verse. It was so difficult. 10 or 15 minutes maybe I slept. 10 or 15 minutes was difficult at that time to sleep even that long. So this was the situation. Inshallah, we'll speak about this again. This just little bit I will say to conclude, that all of the praise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam come into the Quran, and they are all them. What is the thing I understand today? That Allah Ta'ala, he illuminates the name of the friends of Allah. And this is what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. Why? Because they practice on the sunnah, the walis of Allah. So Allah revives their name, spreads their name. And that's the reason for Zali Amal. This kitab didn't become a great kitab due to the kitab or the hadith. Rather, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Zakariya Rahmatullah, his action of the sunnah has made this book become alive. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَ. Well, inshallah, speak on this subject. Ah, definitely. And anyway, going back to the point what I was saying, that to be cautious, mindful, careful. When you get the medicine, you have to do these 3 things. You have to. I will speak a little bit, otherwise I will go on for so long. And I only got a few minutes left, and there's only a few minutes left for dhikr. So let's speak about how to be cautious and careful and mindful. Allah Ta'ala is proving this from the Quran. There's a verse in the Quran in Surah Al-An'am, I think verse 67, 68, something like that, around the 70s. I can't remember the verse exactly, but I'll give you the translation of this, that when you see such people, when you see such people, when you go to such people and you see them, that they are following my orders, that's good. But if they are joking with my hakam and my orders, and they're laughing, then Allah Ta'ala says, leave that gathering and depart from there. So Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah said that this verse is mustanid, a sign, a direction, a hint, that go and sit in the company of pious people, which is proven from the verse of the Quran. And this same way, it's proven from the Quran, that you have to save yourself from bad company, to be mindful, cautious and careful. Not that you've got a connection with the Wali of Allah, you've grabbed his hand, you've got the medicine, and then you go to bad weddings, go to bad gatherings. It's forced, I have to go to this gathering, I'm forced to go to this. No, to go to disobedience. There is no action in this world that forces you to go to bad gatherings. Never go to any gathering or any place of kharafat.
Never go to loss. A person who's taken hold of the hand of the Wali of Allah, it's fardain for him to save himself from the bad gatherings, whether the whole world is displeased with him, but never go to that gathering where there's loss, where there's haram. Never grab hold of that person or make the friendship with that person. Doesn't matter. A person who doesn't pray salah, how can you run around with that person? Okay, for tabligh, that's fine. But to have a spiritual connection with that person or a friendship connection, be careful, oh people. If you've got the company of a teacher, a sheikh, you've got the medicine and you want the good death, then not the connection of the teacher will not just benefit you. The medicine on its own, eating, cannot help you. You have to have caution. You have to be careful and step carefully. In the same way, spiritual connection with the teacher on its own will not correct you, give you success. You have to be careful and mindful from going to gatherings, venues, places and literature and discussions and circles that will take you away, that will take you towards fitna, tribulation, darkness, evil. Never, whether your relatives are there, whatever comes, they say, I cannot come to such a wedding, I cannot go to relatives or to such houses or to such functions and events. Where the hikmah of Allah Ta'ala is there, where the hikmah of Allah Ta'ala is there, doesn't matter, he's your relative, he'll become displeased with you, angry with you, the relative, because you didn't go to his function. If you following his order due to his regard, then the death will come of the thorns pulled through the flesh and the azab of the qabr will come. Both things are in front of us, my friends. We have the choice. You can take sohbah, the company, and do your islah and prepare a nice death. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of this from us. Recite the Durood Sharif.